This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The Penguins dominated with what kind of job is this? Is it an attractive job for any incoming GM, knowing that you have kind of a cash-strapped team here? You have already players signed to the tune of $64 or $5 million against the 2023-24 cap. That leaves you about $17 million to spend, and you have some notable unrestricted players like Tristan Jarry, who Mike Sullivan gave a very complimentary answer to today when he called him still a top-tier goalie and will be in the future. Jason Zucker, how much will that cost? Will he be willing to come back if it's not the money he wants? Brian Dumoulin has had an expiring contract. And the Penguins also have contracts they'd like to get rid of. Jeff Carter, 1 year left at $3.5 million. You got Mikhail Granlund, 2 years at $5 million average annual value. And then Jeff Petrie, 2 more years at $6.25 million. You take away Crosby, he's the most expensive guy on the team. Didn't give you that sort of performance. And anyone who comes in here is going to have to make and tell the people in charge, hey, I got to use buyouts. You're going to have to cough up some money here. That's just the way it is. I got to create room because this is an interesting situation. This is not a team that's rebuilding totally. They still have their top three guys. They still believe those top three guys, even though they aren't dominating to the point where they once were, they're still good enough to win playoff series if they have the right people around them. What do you do? Well, you got to first off create more space, and then you have to make key decisions on, Jarry, on Zucker, on Dumoulin, what to do with these other guys. And I say also start letting younger players play earlier in the season. I think they would have been better off if Drew O'Connor had played all year. I think they would have been better off after acquiring Alex Nylander to let him play more. Sam Poulin, other guys in their organization. That's what they need to do. There has to be an infusion of youth. So we talk about that. The other hot topic is the Pirates and what to do with Brian Reynolds. It continues to be a hot topic. And, if they can't come to an agreement, I wouldn't be surprised if they trade him again, which will continue the narrative about the Pirates. And they've dug this hole. They have to now get out of it from a perception point of view. Also, I put out a tweet about Phil Kessel, and I'm surprised how much negativity it's received. I just complimented him on 11 straight years of being an Iron Man and continuing to be in the lineup every single day. Now, just like Cal Ripken, it's not the best for him to play every day when he's gassed and not productive. I get all that. And sometimes you don't want to be the coach that sits a guy and break his streak. However, I give him a lot of credit in that that's a sport that everything on that ice surface can hurt you. And even if he doesn't play a physical game, he's involved in some physical play just by being there. Give him some props. 11 years, pretty amazing streak for him. And I wanted to talk also about these first-round matchups and give you my take real quick. Boston, Florida, got to like the Bruins in this one. Florida, goaltending's been up and down. Alex Lyon has been the guy at the end. They've had issues there. Boston will win that series. Tampa Bay, Toronto is an interesting one from the Atlantic. I really think Toronto is going to put a push on this year, and we'll see what they do. Tampa Bay's a good team, experienced team, but I think Toronto will win that one. Carolina Islanders, it'll be tough on Carolina, but I suspect they will survive it. It may take 7 games. Rangers, New Jersey Devils. That, to me, just like Toronto, Tampa, is one of the best matchups to watch. And I am going to think that I love New Jersey's youth. I like they added Timo Meier. But I don't think they're quite yet there. I think the Rangers are, and I think the Rangers will win that one in seven. Over in the West, Vegas against Winnipeg. I like Vegas. I like Bruce Cassidy, what he's done there. I think they'll survive. Oilers are my team to win the Stanley Cup this year. So I'm going to go Oilers versus Kings. Obviously, I'll pick them. Colorado, Seattle, take Colorado. They got in by first place by winning last night in Nashville. Dallas, Minnesota.